Welcome, friends, to today's broadcast. Today's message is titled, Rise Up and Walk. Rise Up and Walk. Our text is from Acts chapter 3, verse 6 to verse 7. Acts chapter 3, verse 6 to verse 7. Then Peter said, Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, your word is true. Your word is settled in heaven. As I bring the message of hope to the people of God, I pray that you will authenticate your word. And, O God, our Father, cause your people to rise in faith. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Radio friends, the context of this portion of the scripture is the story of a beggar who was lame and sat by the gate of the temple every day to receive alms from those who troop in and out of the temple. The remarkable condition of this man, as stated in the scriptures, was that he was lame from the womb. The much help he received was that he was dumped at the gate called Beautiful, located at the temple. We can infer that he received generous alms on a daily basis, hence his continued stay at the Beautiful Gate. However, notice that despite the help they were giving to him, his problem remained with him because he remained a cripple. You may notice the timing of this miracle. We often say that we know not what a day or an hour may bring forth. And that is true. Only God knows from the beginning to the end, because he is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. The cripple was not aware that day was to become a turning point in his life. He was not aware that his state as a cripple was to be terminated that same day, and he would enter the temple leaping, walking, and rejoicing. His people or friends who rendered services of bringing him to the gate never contemplated that their services to the cripple will expire that same day. Similarly, Peter and John never knew that such a miracle that would have far-reaching results and impact will be performed through them. It was only God, by his Spirit, that inspired them to act and speak as they did. Notice that this miracle happened at the hour of prayer. What lessons are there for us? God has ultimate power and can terminate your troubles any day and any time. Secondly, when you become a vessel unto honor, God can lay hands on you and use you to alleviate people's problems and sufferings and bring ultimate glory to his name. This is why we say you are important to God. Radio friends, today may be your turn to experience a turning point in your own life. A miracle with far-reaching effect is possible if you believe. Today can be the end of your own suffering. Maybe you have been confined to the bed of ill health for as long as I do not know. But I have a God who has chosen me to be his servant. Perhaps the choice of this message is part of God's plan to reach you. I will not therefore shy away from speaking to you. The God we are serving is not limited at all in any way. He used Peter and John. He can use any other person. All that I have done is to help you build up your faith in the power that is in the name of Jesus. It could even be that being a cripple is more than your own problem. Look up to Jesus now, the author and finisher of our faith. I speak to you in the name of Jesus to rise up and walk. Yes, rise up in the name of Jesus and begin to walk. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Receive strength in your legs. Receive strength in your hands. Receive strength in your ankles. Let the joints and tendons receive strength right now. Be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Notice that money is not the best thing you can have. Money is only a medium of exchange or a store of value. There is more to money. Peter did not have a dime at that time. He said, "Silver and gold we do not have. What we have, we give you." They had the name of Jesus. There is power and authority in the name of Jesus. Any person can access the power in the name of Jesus. Such power is not gotten by casual relationship with Jesus. Notice that Peter and John were on their way to the temple or house of prayer, as Jesus describes the temple. Intimacy with Jesus is formed, strengthened, and sustained in keeping a regular time of prayer with the Lord. Child of God, how is your prayer life? You lack power to overcome sin, the devil, and the world, and circumstances that come with living in our environment. Scale up your prayer life, and you will access the same power that is in the name of Jesus. Friends, there is something more than money. Money is necessary, but it is used to procure a lot of things. But do you know that all that money can procure and provide, none is more than your soul? The Bible says, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what shall it profit a man if he has the world's goods and his soul is damned in hell?" I hear some people say that there is no hell. Is it better for you to avoid going there than to discover at last that you have been deceived? No words of a man, no matter how highly placed, is more than that of God. You have a choice before you. Either you believe God or you believe man created by God. The Bible says, "Do not be deceived. Whatever a man sows, he must reap." Eternal life is more than money. This eternal life is in Jesus our Lord. The Bible says, if you have him, you have life. If you do not have him, you do not have life. Jesus came to give us eternal life. My question is, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Are you living in obedience to his teachings? Have you been saved by grace through faith? Have your sins been forgiven you? Please, I, your friend in Christ, plead with you today. Humbly kneel down and pray and ask Jesus to forgive your sins and invite him to come into your life and to be your Lord and your Savior. Do not delay this action, for it may be why this message is coming to you. Let me address another issue. How long will you be a crippled child of God? You run from one prayer house to the other. You are always there shouting whatever you are asked to shout. Do you notice that this miracle was unsolicited and sudden and complete? You spend your money on handkerchiefs, aprons, holy water, anointing oil every week or periodically. It is a cripple that expects a coin every time. Rise up and walk. You should learn to trust God yourself and pray. Many people are feeding fat on so-called prayer gurus, those who, in quote, give prayer. Why are you still a cripple, always expecting a coin? Is it not time for you to rise up and walk? Only dependence on Jesus can rescue you. Notice that Peter said to the cripple, the cure of the cripple was not by any power he possessed, but only by that of Jesus Christ. I do not have any power, but Jesus is the one that heals. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, are there people who are listening to us and they have failed to be healed? I pray that you heal them in the name of Jesus. Are there those who are asking you to transform their lives? Lord Jesus, I pray that you save them now And may your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.